The Children's Museum of Indianapolis is expanding exhibits and programs. The work includes a major redesign of its popular Dinosphere, with new ways for children to learn about dinosaurs. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Taylor Bennett speaks with Vice President of Enterprise Development and Family Learning, Jennifer Pace Robinson, about the expansion.
Our beloved Dinosphere exhibit has been probably our most popular exhibit ever since we opened, and that was our transformation from what used to be a large format theater into this immersive space where you feel like you're walking back in time. And our goal there was really to help you feel like you're understanding what it was like in the Cretaceous and what life might have been like for a young T-Rex who is hungry and trying to find food, and how herd dinosaurs are working together as a family. And so it's such a beloved space. But we always wanted to add the Jurassic. With the popularity of the Jurassic Park and the Jurassic World movies, we know that the population is completely entranced by the long-necked dinosaurs. And so we've been working for many years at a top-secret dig site in Wyoming, and we have discovered some titans of the Jurassic. So we're going to be adding two 80-foot-plus long-necked sauropod dinosaurs into the Dinosphere. And so when you walk in, you're going to start in the Jurassic, and it's, again, it's going to be the plants, it's going to be the smells, it's going to be the sounds, and then you're going to see these giant. I mean, we thought that T-Rex was big, but it's just spectacular. What's, I think, really cool is that we're letting the public be a part of the journey, so that we're regularly doing videos and cast out from the site. We've got our extraordinary scientist in residence, Dr. Victoria Edgerton and Dr. Phil Manning, working on the site, and we've expanded our paleo lab. So we're not going to be displaying the sauropods until 2022, but you can see the bones being prepared in our paleo lab with our staff paleontologists. So it's really neat to bring the public along and to be kind of giving you little clues to show people how cool it is, and to let them feel and see a real fossil.
I know that's been a big attraction for a lot of families that have enjoyed. Are you going to need more space, like museum space, to expand?
So we are being very creative. Mm-hmm. We're going to be transferring spaces that were walkways and that were less thematic, and really basically not adding on, but reconfiguring available space. So there will be a little bit of downtime that you'll have to be patient with us as we bring in these titans, but it's going to be so very cool. So it will just really transform the whole space.
How's attendance been over the years?
We continue to grow. Last year was a really high year for us at 1.3 million. We've really tried to be thoughtful of driving attendance to low times, and that not everybody's just coming at peak times. We encourage people to come back. Membership is a great option because you can come and see a couple exhibits at a time and not feel like you need to spend the whole day. And then, of course, we've got our tourist crowd that are coming for a couple of days, because mm-hmm. it really is a multi-day experience, especially as we move into the spring and you've got the outdoor and the inside. So really helping the public better plan a visit and understand what they can experience and when.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
From our Arts and Culture Desk, that was the Children's Museum's Jennifer Pace Robinson speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.